The Word of God for Tuesday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 and 12 through 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, just a few verses before the Gospel of yesterday, Jesus taught us not to judge and to first look at the beam in our own eye. Today, he's telling us to discern. So we have to discern what is holy, what is not holy, so that we don't throw what is holy to the dogs and the swine. Well, dogs and swine for Jews were very dirty animals. They didn't have dogs as pets. They were to represent people who are aggressive against what is holy. And so there are things in our faith that we should not expose to people who are going to misuse them. For example, the Eucharist. Teachings that are so profound that those who have not even accepted the basics will not never be willing to embrace. So be careful, discern what is holy, what is sacred, what should not be exposed to ridicule. And this is followed by another teaching: do to others what you would have them do to you. And that means that if somebody is going in the wrong path and you love them and you care for them, you will instruct them. That's an act of mercy. Instruct those who are ignorant and admonish the sinner. Those are works of mercy. In order to do that, there is a judgment involved, but it's not in order to attack or reject, but in order to love and to edify. And that's the difference. The Lord follows this by saying, enter through the narrow gate. It's teaching us that not everything is okay, that we should not tolerate everything as if all was good. We have to love and suffer with the sinners. And at the same time, continue to bear in mind that there is a narrow gate. And the fact is, the Lord tells us that few even find it. So again, love and mercy calls for us to help as many as possible to find the truth, to learn how to discern what is right and wrong, mainly through our example, but also through our teaching. And this is love, and this is what Jesus himself did. God bless you.